Russia Awakening, an Imperial Renaissance. Author, Alexander Dugin. Russia has never been just a country, much less just one among other European countries. For all the unity of our roots with Europe, which go back to Greco-Roman culture, Russia at all stages of its history has followed its own particular path. This also had an impact on our firm and unwavering choice of Orthodoxy and Byzantinism in general, which largely determined our estrangement from Western Europe, which chose Catholicism and later Protestantism. In the modern age, this same factor of profound distrust of the West was reflected in the fact that we were not so affected by the very spirit of modernism and nominalism, individualism, and liberalism. And even when we borrowed some doctrines and ideologies from the West, they were often critical, that is, they contained in themselves the rejection of the main, liberal capitalistic, way of development of Western European civilization, which was so close to us. Russia's identity was also greatly influenced by the Eastern, Turanian, vector. As the Eurasianist philosophers, including the great Russian historian, Lev Gumilev, have shown, the Mongol statehood of Genghis Khan was an important lesson for Russia in centralized organization of the imperial type, which largely predetermined our rise as a great power in the 15th century, when the Golden Horde collapsed and Muscovite Russia took its place in the space of Northeast Eurasia. This continuity with the geopolitics of the Horde naturally led to the powerful expansion of subsequent eras. At every turn, Russia has defended and asserted not only its interests, but also its values.